Greetings in the name of our adorable Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. We're going to have a few more thoughts before us on the subject of justification. In fact, I'd like to put it this way. We're going to see now the results of justification. And of course, you would find that in some of the passages already that we have read. We noticed with you that Abraham was justified before God on the ground of simple faith or believing God before the law was given. And I want to link that up now with my hearers. And I want you to see what God has to say for the present time. If you were to turn to the very same fourth of Romans and read away down the chapter, it says, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that is what God had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now listen to this. This is why I have read it. Now if you have any doubt about Abraham's justification before God, I'll tell you what you do. You turn to Romans chapter 4 and begin at the verse 1 and read through the first four verses. And there the question is asked, what saith the Scripture? And if you want the answer of God, you'll get it there. But now says someone, that's all right for Abraham, but what about ourselves? Well, let's see now. In verse 23 it says, now it was not written for his sake alone, that is for Abraham's sake, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Yes, friends, an exercise of faith in Jesus as Lord, who died for sin and who was raised from the dead, will bring to you present justification. Now, to somebody, exactly what would you consider to be the results of justification? I think, says someone, that I have believed him and I have received him as my own personal Savior. Just exactly what are the rights that I am entitled to? What's brought to me as a result of the exercise of this personal faith? Well, we'll put it this way, using Scripture. First of all, it brings a peace with God. Second, it brings access into the grace. And it brings a rejoicing and hope, and then also a pledge of the glory of God. Now it brings peace with God as the greatest possible possession. Access into the grace of God as a marvelous and a grand possession. And then further, rejoicing in hope of the glorious appearing. That's to say, it's a great expectation that he is coming again, and then of course the glory of God is a holy, most holy occupation. Now all we can say in our broadcast to you in the limited moments that we have can be nothing more than suggestive, and so that's why we try in each broadcast to get in a great deal of the Word of God, so that any sinner listening in, any anxious soul that might chance to hear a message, could not only hear how God saves sinners, but could experience present salvation and deliverance by the power of God in an instant of time. So I shall rehearse once again what we have been saying, and stress especially what we have in the end of chapter 4, Romans, and the first verses of chapter 5. The end of chapter 4 says, he, Jesus, was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Now that's, thank God, what he has accomplished is past and past forever. But you know, in order for you to enter into the good of it, then there must be an exercise of personal faith in his death, burial, and resurrection for guilt and for sin, yes, friends, for you. And so it opens up by saying, therefore, being justified by faith, or having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. I wonder if all who are listening in today can say, well, thank God, that has been my experience. I do have peace, peace with God. I can lift up my eyes heavenward, and I can lift up mine eyes to the very God of glory that sits upon that throne, and I can say, Thank God he gave his son. Thank God I received him as my personal Savior. I believe he died for sinners. I believe he died for the guilty. He died for the lost. He died for me. And as a result of putting my faith in what he has done, it brings to me what is suggested here. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him today, and salvation would most surely be yours.